Hunter Henry caught everything thrown to him Wednesday night, and there was not much of it. 3 targets, 3 catches, 26 yards, 3 yards on second, and 6 deep in New England territory in the second quarter, 13 yards on first down to open the second half, and 10 yards on third and 19 with 2:10 left in the fourth, a catch that left New England at 4th and 9, which Drake May then converted with an 11-yard throw to Mac Hollins. Useful, all 3, none of them a play the game turned on. The share is the story. New England threw 33 passes, 7 to DeMario Douglas, 6 to Ramondre Stevenson, 5 to Hollins, 4 to A.J. Brown before Brown left injured in the third quarter, 3 to Romeo Doubs, 3 to Henry. That is tied for 5th on his own team, on a night the offense lost its top receiver at the start of the second half and had every reason to lean on a veteran tight end. And the one throw that mattered most to the August episodes, the red zone question they asked every week and never got answered, was answered by someone else. New England took 2 snaps inside the Seattle 20 all night. One was its final snap of the night, an interception in the end zone. The other was a 2-yard touchdown on first and goal in the second quarter, and it went to Eli Raridan, the other tight end. Back in June, the read was that Henry is the most predictable tight end in football. Volume as identity, 60 catches on 87 targets last season with 7 touchdowns. And August could not test it because the starters never played. Wednesday tested it once and the volume was not there. 3 targets on 33 throws is not the pace of 87 a season. One game, a rebuilt room, an injury mid-game, and an offense whose fourth quarter produced 3 interceptions. None of it settles a target share. But the red zone touchdown went to the other tight end, and that is the first real note in the file that cuts against the June read rather than waiting on it. New England hosts Pittsburgh next. Watch the targets and watch who lines up inside the 10. Data via NFLverse.